Hello there, and welcome back to the Natalie and
Dennis
Show podcast. Happy Friday. We are back, you guys. Hey.
Hello, everyone. It's a super special Halloween spooky edition.
Super special. Oh, my goodness. Who are you, Dennis?
I'm supposed to be Juan Valdez.
I see it.
I don't know if it's transmitting through the camera. Can you, maybe the hat? I don't know. I got a poncho going on.
Where's your coffee?
Look, my coffee's over here. Although hey. I don't think Dunkin' Colombian is Colombian coffee. I think it's Guatemalan coffee, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, you know what? They also say, well, no, it's true. Coffee's actually Ethiopian originally. So
that is true.
A little bit of that. We have Miss Wendy Adams over here. My hand is missing.
Mischievous.
Somewhere. It's somewhere around.
Very mischievous.
And then we have some fun other costumes in the house. You want to show them off, ladies? Hey. We got the energizing bunny. We have a cute sailor. Hey. And then Franceli. The queen, actually the princess.
Yeah,
the princess is here.
Amazing. And we can't wait to have, like, we're really excited for today's episode. We have the smoke machine on.
Yes. So today's episode is mainly about, you know, has Halloween become a performative thing where we're not really dressing up for the occasion, for the holiday? It's more about social media, posting online, kind of trying to show off, you know, your outfit. I'm pretty sure for the interns, their outfits aren't their outfits. I'm pretty sure they have another outfit ready for the day of Halloween. And so it's like, are all holidays now this way? I know that today's is about Halloween, but are we really living our life for ourselves or for our online persona?
Totally. Yeah. I mean, I think about that a lot because I'm having a book party, a little launch party this weekend with my friends and family. And I'm sort of like, like my mom's kind of going all out with flowers and little details. And I'm like, wait, whatever happened to like the simplicity of just getting friends together and coming over, right? But now I'm like thinking about games. I'm thinking about activities to do with them. And I do think the reason why I pushed off having any sort of party this year at all, like any sort of just hosting friends, is because I'm in my head about it having to be like aesthetic. Or be cute, or, you know, be a certain way. And I saw a TikTok the other day, which was basically, it was showing a group of girls watching a Halloween movie. And it was very simple, very cute. And the girl was like, oh my gosh, look, my mom went all out, you know, for us right now. And then it was reflecting to her right now, looking at this table full of Halloween stuff. And she's like, oh, dang, it doesn't look like Pinterest. So I do think we might be getting in our heads a little bit. I mean, I've chatted with friends about that.
I think it goes beyond just the host. I think now it's also impacting people who go to the event as the invited person. For example, Natalie, the intern who's not here today, was very like, oh, what should I wear to the party? When it, like, because she knows that there's going to be pictures and things going on. Mm-hmm. And so it's to the point where it's also affecting and not just the person who's making it, who's decorating, the aestheticness of it, but also what people are wearing. And I wonder sometimes if people have turned down parties when they feel like they have to put too much effort into an outfit or the way that they go.
Yeah.
Have you?
I mean, what was it? Last week, this wasn't like a big party, but we went to my cousin's 5-year-old party. And do you recall?
Oh, yeah. It was like a lot.
Yeah, they went all out. I was like, damn, wait, since when are parties like that, you know? Yeah, they went all out with like the balloons and
they had some
inflatable slides. These kids were having so much fun, and even like the food and just like everything. It felt like a whole thing. But I do remember, what was it, right before, like 2 hours before, I was like, oh my god, I really don't want to go. And I think it's just because I was thinking about, gosh, I'm gonna have to get ready. I'm gonna have to do this and that, whatever. So I've also been trying to force myself a little bit, not only to next year do more hosting and more events with friends to create like memories, but also to just have like more casual time with people to just create memories, like dinner parties and all of that. So
I feel like a lot of people are stuck on like that their parties have to be themed or that it has to have like a reason or a purpose. is there such thing as purposeless gatherings?
Well, that's what I'm saying, right? Like you go back to the 90s, let's say, right? People would literally knock on each other's door. Hey, what's up? Can I come in? Hey, can I have some?
It's like that annoying kid from the show, for every Roger. Show. Yeah, like sister, Roger just comes on over.
Exactly. But that's how it was. People were just very casual, like just very neighborly. Hey, we got some cookies, or hey, you know, you weren't so worried about, let me be honest with you. I haven't invited my neighbor over once to my house. Does that make me a bad person?
I don't like making eye contact with neighbors.
You're another story.
Okay? I don't talk to neighbors. It's like they don't exist.
Dennis will say the most unhinged things every time we're out in the driveway. And I'm like, sir, I'm the one that walks Jupiter. I'm the one that says hello to our neighbors. Like people think, actually, it's a funny story. One of our neighbors across the lake.
The pond,
across the pond. He was like, Natalie, like, I always see you out in the garden. Do you live alone? Like, what's going on, you know? And I was like, no, I have a husband. I swear to you, this man did not believe I had a husband. I had to purposely one day be like, Dennis, come here. Like, he thought I was lying because of how much I'm out there and you're just inside of your own little bubble.
I don't like going out when there's people like outside of their houses. I'll like wait and then I'll take out the garbage like late at night. I don't know.
But that's the problem. See, I think that that's what I'm trying to say. Like, for example, yesterday I went to a craft night with these older ladies. It's so much fun. It's like for my church or whatever. It's kind of like fun. We were learning how to yarn. No. So
knit.
No, that's different. There's another word. Crochet.
Oh my God.
Hey, I'm learning. I'm new. Okay. And what was it? I felt very energized after the meeting. Mm-hmm. I called up a friend and she was like, oh my God, I'm so tired. I've had the longest day ever. And I was like, Liza, how was work today? That's my friend. And she was like, well, I was working very like alone today. She just moved jobs. She used to work in teams and now she's quite alone. So I was reflecting on that because I was telling her, you know, typically at a time like this, it was 8 p.m., I would be feeling very drained, but being amongst all of these women made me feel very energized. We were like sharing our highs, our lows of the week. We were crafting. We were like having a great time. And she on the other end was like, you know what? You're so right. Like I genuinely feel drained right now, but I feel more energized when I'm in community with others. So I guess that to say that I do think it's something I'm working on, and I think we should all just like get together more casually, right?
Well, okay, let's just bring it back to Halloween. I totally agree about the getting together.
Halloween.
But are we celebrating Halloween for ourselves or for everyone watching online? Natalie? I mean, I can answer first.
Yeah, definitely. I don't really celebrate Halloween.
So we don't party Halloweens. We tend to give out candy. That's just like a thing that we've been doing for many years.
So much fun. But we always go to your parents' house.
We always go to my parents' house and we give out candy. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we take a couple of pictures, but it's not like we do things for socials. I think I really genuinely like to give out candy.
Yeah, totally. Haley?
As a college student, I will say I plan my outfit on posting it. Like, I don't care about logistics. I feel like, honestly, it's not going to work that well in public. I'm going to be uncomfortable, but it's going to look so cute on the gram. So I feel like very different.
You ever generation. Wear a costume, take the picture, and then change before you leave out the door?
You know, that's a great idea. I've never done that, but I probably might need to do it this year because I don't know. I'm kind of nervous to go out in this one.
What is this one again?
It's Sexy Polar Bear.
Sexy polar bear. So what does that entail, Miss Haley?
It entails a cute little polar bear hat. Cute little polar bear hat. It entails a fluffy white top and a fluffy white bottom and very short. It's very short skirts. I'm kind of nervous about that.
Does it have like paws?
Yes, I do have paws.
So it's giving Mean Girls, like when she walks into the part. Wait, no, that's the one where, not that one.
That's where she's just all scary and everyone else is like,
oh
sexy.
My gosh,
I'm not trying to be like that.
I kind of love the scary, like there's this one TikTok sound that people are like, oh, all the girls on Halloween dress hot. And what's that? There's like something, anyways, I kind of enjoy those
it's
more.
It's Mean Girls.
Mean Girls.
It's from Mean Girls, I think.
Halloween is the one.
One night a year.
One night a year where you get to dress like a total slut, right?
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. Yeah. So going back to that, maybe it is performative now. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I was thinking about how there's a very particular picture I wanted to take as Wendy Adams, I didn't really get fully dressed up for it, and I had like the song in the back, the Goo Goo Muck song. So yeah. I have a vision, and yeah, it is performative. What you gonna do about it?
Would you have dressed up for Halloween? Well, not today, because it's not. Well, it is for the viewer, but it isn't for us.
Just casual, just like,
I mean, something. We give out candy with no costume.
No, I had some fairy wings last year, and they were pretty iconic.
I like blasting scary music so that little toddlers get afraid to walk up to the door.
That's not true. That yeah. is no.
Do I not put a speaker and play scary
music? It is kind of scary, but I'm there with my fairy wings greeting everybody in.
Yeah, but so I like making people doubt and be like, oh, what's going on in here? Like,
I think that's the scary. Funnest part, seeing all the little kids, like their outfits, and I mean, core memories right there, I would say, right?
What's up with the kids using like Publix bags for getting candy?
Those are the ones that, yeah, it's like you're a little too wait, okay, this is a better question. Are you ever too grown to go trick-or-treating? Yeah, you yeah, guys think
you
so?
Guys think yeah,
yeah. So like somebody comes up to you, what's the cap sort of?
I mean, I'm never gonna like turn anyone away.
Yeah, but you're giving them a little side eye. Like,
I feel like if you're maybe not past middle school,
okay,
like
yeah,
I feel like that's just a bit too much.
So then I do think that those are usually the people that we see with like the Publix bags, and we're like, where's your outfit?
They have no costume. Have
no costume is ridiculous.
They just want candy, and so they like walk up to the door, they're just like, happy Halloween.
Yeah, that does seem, yeah, happy Halloween. At least they say that. Trick yeah. or treat. Oh, I'm so excited this year to give out candy. But let's talk about the prices of candy.
Candy is so expensive right now, especially just chocolate in general.
Tell me why yesterday, not that this is something to give away for Halloween candy, but me and my mom were looking at chocolate covered raisins for some of like the little stuff we're making. $20. Is that normal? Wait, maybe it was 25 for chocolate covered raisins. I remember last time maybe it being like
give me some
like this big, but I remember it being maybe like, I don't know, 10 bucks. $25.
Bags of Halloween candy are about $45 now for 100 count.
Yeah,
and they used to be like $25, you know, now it's $45, $50.
Yeah, what's our budget this year?
When I was really young, I'm like, I'm gonna be that house that gives full-size candy bars, and now I'm like, damn, I'm just gonna give like candy corn.
No, let's be honest, we always give really cool candy. Not yes. to mention your mom, because she worked at Disney, she would bring like big size stuff like Mickey ears, chocolate yeah. covered. I don't know, we don't get it this year because she retired, but but what is a candy that's unacceptable to give? I'm kind of curious about that. Or something you guys have received that you're like, what the heck?
Anything not candy. One time I got like those like transferable tattoos. Like those are cool.
Oh, that's such a weird one. Like but like, that's cool. You, like, yeah.
And put
yeah.
on. But if someone gives you like fruit
or like an apple.
Yeah, like celery sticks.
That's never happened like, to me. What? Haley, what happened?
Getting like Halloween themed pencils is super lame.
What? I've never heard of that.
I think that's cool.
Wait. Who did that?
Just some random house. Like, I guess like, I don't know. I was in like school.
She's definitely a teacher.
I don't know. I like pens, first yeah. of all.
Well, something's kind of tender about that, but that makes sense. I once received these like, I think they're Italian like bread. What is it? Like hard. Is it called croquette? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, and it was just a little odd, you know?
What do dentists give for Halloween?
A toothbrush.
Halloween-themed toothbrush. That would be iconic.
Literally, yeah. So, you know, I think that's just...
Franceli, what do people do for Halloween in Mexico? Do they go out trick-or-treating?
No, we don't celebrate Halloween as much. There's some places, but I think it's more like in the fancy areas. But we celebrate Day of the Dead, mm-hmm. and in Day of the Dead, you also can go out trick or treating. But our trick or treating is kind of different because you actually can get fruit and stuff like that for trick or treating.
And because it's like dried stuff, right?
I don't know, but like sometimes you could get that. I would never go out to. I think I never did that in Mexico. And it's also called calaverita. It's not trick-or-treating. You go to a house and you're like, oh, how do you have cute. A calaverita? But I never did it. But we do celebrate Halloween. Like, we do parties. We go out and stuff like that. Hmm. But trick-or-treating is not, like, a popular thing over
there. I've heard it's caught on in Colombia. Like, people are really? Actually trick-or-treating there.
That's so interesting. I can't imagine that.
I know the Day of the Dead in Mexico is not even, like, Halloween day. It's, like, a completely different day. Kind of like how we celebrate the May 5th as like the independence of Mexico, but it's like Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, it's not, yeah, right.
It's not actually the independence of Mexico.
Isn't that crazy?
It's not. It's yeah, not. No.
So we're just like celebrating some random day just because we decided that that's the day for Mexico. Well,
everybody not, just wants a holiday.
It's not random because it's like a battle in Mexico that happened. And it's like,
right.
it's a holiday, but it's not as big as.
But people here don't get it is what I'm trying to.
But was right? it a battle within Mexico itself? Or against another country?
It was like France against Mexico, I think.
Did you win?
It's Batalla de Puebla. I don't even know.
I would hope you win and celebrate something that you win, not like a loss. I mean, that would suck. But anyways, Halloween, performative.
Halloween, all the candy, all the good stuff.
Is Christmas performative?
I feel Christmas is more genuine.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, of course. What do you mean?
I don't know. Well, I do remember way back when people used to like deck out their house in like lights, and it was like extreme to the point where you're like, oh, you could probably see it from space.
People still do that here. But this neighborhood goes hard.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's for themselves anymore. That's what I'm saying. There's always like that doubt of like, are people doing it for themselves or for other things?
Here's the question. Is that really such a bad thing?
Yeah.
So like, do you dress up for just for yourself or you dress up for other people too?
Myself.
Always.
Yes. That's how I feel.
I don't think so.
You're telling me how I
feel
about the things that I do.
Yeah. Like, let's take, for example, when we lived in LA, right?
Yeah.
If we were to go shopping on Beverly Hills, we were dressing up a little bit more. It was because you have to like kind of fit the scene.
I feel like I used to dress up way more often on the everyday basis.
You are that person though.
Yeah.
I will say you are.
Mm-hmm.
But I still feel like it might be performative. Like, is that such a bad thing?
I think it's more dressing for the occasion or what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's performative.
Okay. So what is your definition of performative?
Performative would be like an Instagram post or, I mean, we are performative right now.
Yeah. Because we're on the podcast. Do it for the gram. We all do it for everything. I guess that's just life now.
Is there anything that we do that's like for ourselves?
No.
Nothing is genuine anymore.
Let's see. Okay, well, I'll take this for example, right?
Yeah.
I did intentionally try to start separating more of our relationship offline.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and I might get a little hate for this. I don't know. I do think, isn't it kind of cheesy when people do like a love post of their significant other? Like where it's a whole passage of, oh my God, I love you so much. This is what you've meant to me and this and that. I don't know why I've always felt like that's just like a little too much. Like, why don't you just tell them that, right? I'll do a little like anniversary post maybe, but just be like, happy anniversary. I'm not going to spill my guts on the...
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what your thoughts are on that. Or if it's cute. Because people also do that with friends. Let's say... I was watching like the Kardashians and like they'll like spill their guts about their sister.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't have a sister like to spill guts about.
I think it just comes with a job too. Mm. Like what you're saying, like it's a good occasion to, you know, create conversation about something. But at the same time, it's not like you to do that. So, but you don't do it.
Maybe it's just personalities then, right?
I wonder how many people like force themselves to do things just because they feel like it's a good moment to post something.
I guess the question is like on birthday posts, right? A lot of friends will have their friends repost.
Awful.
I knew you were going to say that because you and I are like, we don't like that, right? Yeah. But is it really such a bad thing?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah, it's like all staged and performative and like not real.
What do you guys think about that? I don't know.
Well, I wanted to ask the interns. So obviously, I would say that we are considered influencers in a way, right? Within like the normal, I would say, sphere. Have we ever experienced social media outside of being influencers? I think we grew up. Yeah,
I grew up watching others.
But like Instagram, I feel like from the beginning of Instagram, you entered
you're right. Instagram influencer. Came late.
You never as like an observer, right?
You're correct.
Do you guys do what Natalie says, like asking your friends to repost things?
There's
like,
nothing wrong with that, though.
No, but I want to know if they do it.
I don't ask my friends to repost stuff on my birthday. Sometimes they just will to be nice.
Mm.
Yeah, I never ask someone unless like maybe it's like something for like school and I need to post something and I want like more people to see it. I'm like,
you have to like, post things for school?
Like if it's like for like a club or something or like
That's interesting.
Let's say for like posts for here, I'm like, oh guys, like look at this post, yeah. Like share it, like
so yeah, totally. See.
Like more like that, not for like birthdays and stuff. I don't really mind if people don't repost.
Yeah,
I post for them.
Friends, Ellie, what are your thoughts on it?
I think I really appreciate when mm-hmm. people post me on their stories for my birthday because I feel special.
Yeah,
it's like a way because you know we have to keep in mind that we're in a different era, so I feel now. Doing those things have more value. Like, even though it's not, it should not be that way, it is, because now we live in that era. So for me, it's like, it's super nice if my friend posts me. And sometimes if I have like a close friend and she doesn't post me, I would get mad because it's like, why won't you not post me? It's my birthday. Like,
wow.
I really appreciate that you keep it real. I was hoping you would say that because you give me that. And I've heard, like, obviously you just moved here, right? So it feels like that much more special when your friend, like, repost something. Or I think maybe because we don't have as many friends.
Possibly.
I think that's what it is. So I mean, we don't know what something. That's like. So then when we see it, we're like, ooh.
I post something and I literally have no one that I expect to repost
yeah.
anything. Mm-hmm. I think that's just kind of how it is. But yeah, if I had a bunch of friends and I post something like awesome, I would kind of hope, I guess, that they repost. That's interesting. That makes me think a lot. The whole school thing made me interested though. Like, are there like graded social posts now for school, or is it just like extracurricular stuff that you just want to do, like to promote a club like you mentioned?
No, just like extracurricular.
Thank God. I don't know if that would be a lot of pressure.
I don't know if there's like classes that do that
though. Yeah, I wonder if there's like social media classes or projects that they make you post it online.
I've taken a few social media classes and I've had to create posts and like content plans, but I never had actually posted on my like personal account.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's cool though.
There is though. I haven't experienced that, but I have friends that they sometimes ask for likes or stuff like that when I was in college. So there is people
get 100 likes, you get an A.
Yeah, actually my project to graduate college, I had to do like a whole strategy, like a communication marketing strategy, and I had to get like good engagement with the posts that I was posting and stuff like that. But that was like a big project for me to be able to graduate, so it was a different thing.
So I have heard that parents follow their kids now with GPS and AirTags on Halloween.
I've heard that too.
What is that all about?
I mean, first I think of those kids that are on leashes.
Oh my
God. Like the little kids
that is too much.
At the Florida Mall,
I will
that
never,
they're running like crazy.
I will never get used to that. But you know what? As I've gotten older, I'm less judgy of that because I think I understand the mother, even though I'm not a mom yet.
That's like phase one, the leash.
The leash.
And then phase two is the AirTag.
The AirTag. But the kid's aware that they have it on.
I mean, maybe. I mean, if it's a little child, you can just drop it in the backpack and they don't know.
I honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. I think I'm going to do that with my child, like in elementary school.
AirTag them or microchip them?
AirTag them, sir. You know, just to know. Like, I don't know. I don't want to lose my child, obviously. But yeah, what is that all about? Like during Halloween, do they just feel like they're not safe or?
I think things have just changed overall from our era of Halloween to the current era.
Well, let's talk about our era. What was that like in your opinion?
Well, first of all, I would go out without my parents and I would just like roam my city, which
How
was
old were
Central
you?
Falls, 13, 14.
But that's like kind of an okay age and you're a guy.
I would
stuff.
Get with like a group of friends and we'd just walk around and trick or treat. But everybody knows you go to like the rich areas to like trick or treat. You
that's
just
true.
Walk around the hood and like just ask for candy, you know?
That's true.
So we would always get like a driver or somebody who would take us, but then they would leave. They wouldn't like stay. And then we'd go knocking on doors and stuff and get candy and then leave. That's like kind of how we would do it. I also wouldn't check candy, which I know is a thing nowadays. People open it, inspect it, like, oh, this might be drugged. Oh, there might be a razor blade in here. Like, no, like we wouldn't consider that even an option.
That's true, right?
And then you just, you know, eat it and then that's it. And like then Halloween's like that. I mean, that's like the trick or treating portion of it. There's also like school dances for Halloween, which is really cool. There was like the occasional party. For Halloween, which was like chill. It wasn't like weird or anything. I feel like nowadays it's changed a lot.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about when we were in LA and I got really sick. I think I have COVID at the time, and it happened to be Halloween. You went trick-or-treating with your
cousin
and
her child.
And you guys went to like the very rich area. What area was that?
It was only like 20 minutes away.
Was it Bel Air?
No. No, we did not go to Bel Air. You can't even get into Bel Air.
Because you mentioned that you saw somebody there.
Oh, yeah. That one guy from The Office, Ryan.
Ryan.
Yeah, he was there.
Well, was he dressed up or was he just casual?
He had a mustache.
He had a mustache?
He was dressed up as a baseball player.
Oh, and you recognize him. That's so interesting. You're really...
Wow.
Yeah, he's really bad at recognizing faces.
Yes, terrible.
Let me tell you why. You never saw... When Usher walked past me, you didn't notice him. I was the one that was like...
I couldn't recognize him.
Freaking Usher.
He didn't look like Usher to me. I don't know.
It was totally Usher.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Okay,
that was a moment. I will always remember that.
Why?
Wow, guys. Usher... is something else in person.
What do you mean?
He has a presence. There are people that have a presence, you know? He just has this very, like, suave presence. Anyways, it was a moment. I haven't experienced that with, like, a lot of people. For example, I'll give you another person that had a presence.
Yes.
Adriana Lima.
Yes. She did.
And I remember you were like, damn, she has a presence.
I wonder if they learn that. Is it acquired or is it a personality trait?
That's so interesting. I feel like they're just magnetic people. I don't know what it is. There's certain people that just have that thing. Like, what is that?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, as performers, as people who demand attention, obviously as her as a model and mm-hmm. him as like this high celebrity, like high, what do you call that? High caliber celebrity. Maybe it's just like a part of them now.
It's like silent confidence, but I can't explain it. It's like something that you just want to be rubbed off of you. Like,
excuse me?
Yeah, no, literally, because it's like, how are you so smooth? Confident. Like the way you walk, you don't say a lot, but you're just like eloquent and everything. I'm very impressed by people like that.
You know, that same week was the week that I think Kobe died. And then I remember that we... saw Usher actually perform at the Staples Center.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, dude had the same haircut. I remember mm-hmm. from where we saw him, I was like, oh, of course. Like, yeah, Usher. Like, yeah. Anyways.
Can we stop?
Yeah.
This is flashing. I don't know if it means something.
Let's put a little timer at that spot, guys, so we know that something.
You pause it all?
I didn't pause anything. It's flashing, but it never flashes, so I don't know if it's okay.
Thank you for letting us know. Yeah.
It's flashing like this.
Did you pause it now?
No, I haven't done anything. It's just flashing.
Does that button usually flash too on the keyboard? I'm noticing it.
It stopped now.
These are all the problems you run into on the daily. Half the job is pulling out fires.
I didn't pause it.
Let's let it keep going. That's fine.
Not flashing anymore, but I don't know if it meant something.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you calling that out.
That's really weird.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was weird. I was like trying to stop it, but I was like, I don't know how
it's the spooky vibes.
Yeah. Okay,
that's silly. Okay. How are you feeling, honey?
Great.
Good.
Awesome. Feel fine.
Anything you want to transition into or that we haven't really, are we getting too off script?
No, let's keep touching on
I also wanted to say that I think it's better if you talk to me, like say my name, because You're not seeing me, like, if I do this, because you're seeing Natalie. So
and you're going like this.
It's okay for me if you just mention my name and then I can talk, so it's okay.
Perfect. Got it, okay. Thank you, Francine. I appreciate that. Awesome.
Let me know when you started.
Us?
Francine, when you hit.
Yeah, Francine.
It's recording, right?
It has been recording.
Okay. All right, interns.
So in this time, we're starting, yeah.
Have you guys ever been air tagged?
I've never been air tagged, but I do. I keep running in with Life 360 is my biggest enemy right now, and it keeps getting me in trouble for driving too fast.
What about you, Elena?
My mom follows me everywhere.
Oh. Really? Air tagged or through the Find My iPhone?
But like not in like a creepy way. Like she just like.
That's so cute.
Check in on her. Oh, yeah, where is she?
Now it's like rubbed off on me because like now I like. Whenever I'm bored, I'm like, oh, I wonder where my friends are. And then I'll just go and see where they are.
Wait, you know, that's kind of interesting because recently I've been doing that with you. You recently put your location on, right?
Mm-hmm.
For you. And so no, and for you too.
Yeah, we both see each other where we are.
Why am I late to this game? So recently I'm like, oh, Dennis is at Dunkin', or cool, he's just like just getting back. It's been great.
Surprisingly, like I've had you like active and I can see where you are all the time on my phone, but it's usually for when you travel.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, okay, she's in the Uber, she's going to this place, like that.
Yeah, it's super handy.
It's not like I check in on you like every couple minutes. Well, likewise. And see where you are.
Yeah. I do wonder if that ever, like if I had been of that generation, I wonder if I would have like abused that.
That can be toxic.
It can be toxic.
I have friends that have that, and it's not a good thing. Like, it's good for safety if, like, I don't know, like, my best friend, she lives in France, and the only other person she knows, like, that she trusts is her boyfriend. So she has the location with him. So that's not, like, a toxic situation. But, like, if you're just sharing it so people can check, like, the guy can check on you, I think it can become... I never share my location with a guy, never. It really? Feels, like, too invasive. Much?
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that being a thing, too. I agree. Interesting.
It's weird how all these social media apps also try to turn on, like, Snap Map or, like, Instagram, like, where you at, geo positioning and all these things. It's like, is it really that important to know? I remember Sabina would always talk about her Snap friends and how she would, like, stalk all her friends to see where they were.
Well, I remember my cousin, Cardo, when she got proposed to, everybody had their locations off. So she found it suspicious. And she was already sort of like putting pieces together. So yeah. I do think it can also backfire in that way where you're like, wait, what the heck? Some people are doing something and then nobody does anything. So then it makes you
sad. I mean, we always keep ours off just because we publish for others as like content. So obviously we don't want people to know where we are. We actually just got emailed, I think 2 weeks ago. I got an email. I think she was in from the US and she was like, hey, just so you know, I found your address online. And I was like, wait, what? And she's like, yeah, your address is like public information.
Wait, what do you mean?
So this was like 2 a.m. Like I'm working here. I was on the computer. I was messing with ads and stuff. And so she's like, oh yeah, like I just found it. And I was like, okay.
Now what?
It looked like spammy, but I took it serious. So I was like, hey, can you mind sharing the links where you found our address and all these things? And she's like, sure. She dropped like 5 links.
Wait.
And I was like, well, all the links led to you and led to your relatives.
Wait,
and
I'm led so confused.
To your age, and it led to all everything.
So how do we block that?
So I already did.
Oh.
And so I...
So wait, how did it slip?
So...
But if it's too much, don't say
no,
it.
No, this is important. Okay. And this is just for like viewers and for literally interns and friends, at least, so we can all know. So when you register as a voter, you are then public, right? So it's like, okay, for example, you are a Democratic Party, Republican or whatever, it appears as that. And then it's like, it goes in like mother, father, siblings related to like all of it. Go, Elena.
I learned in class recently, you literally can find anyone. Like I literally, like they were like showing us like, just like how to find, like they even put, like my teacher put like his son's name into like a link and it's like, the people in the area, and like it shows literally everything.
So
yeah,
and it's all public.
And that's how I also saw that, and it showed our community and our neighbors.
So wait, I'm concerned.
And the price of our house, and what we drive, and everything. Okay, but wait. Right. The key though is that if you scroll to the bottom, you can put opt out. Right. So I actually went to every single link the person sent me. And I opted you out.
Thank you to that person.
Of everything.
Wow.
And then I said, thank you. If you happen to see us again, please let me know and I'll actually do it.
Wow. That is a little scary. I will say, we have the best community. Yes. We've never had like crazy people, right? Mm-hmm. But I can imagine that is really scary. I don't like that.
That's kind of like, that is invasive. It reminded me, I remembered that because of like the Snap Map kind of thing and like the knowing where everyone is. But by the way, guys, if you order from Offline Humans, like there's an address there. That's not our address.
Yeah.
Like
people have also asked.
Yeah. People have asked me like, oh, do you know that your address is on here? Like, no, it's not. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's also like our address is out there. If they made an attempt to, just like this person did, right? And saw, they'll probably find it. But what I'm trying to say is, like, damn, it's scary. Like, it's
one more easy thing to worry about.
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't like this topic. I was trying to get paranoid.
All right, guys, we're back. It seems like our memory card was, like, overheating, and I don't know.
That was one thing.
Someone found our address and eventually took us out.
And then another thing, we heard voices.
Yes. Very scary Halloween day. Lots of issues, lots of trouble.
It's like this episode doesn't want to be filmed.
It's not a coincidence. Anyways, so the last conversation we think got recorded that I believe was the ear tagging, following people. Let's stick to Halloween, though.
Yeah.
That can go anywhere.
Well, speaking of spooky.
Yeah.
Anything spooky ever happened in your life? Any weird stuff?
Well, not me particularly, but my grandparents were really old. So my grandpa lived to be 105 and my grandma was 96 and they lived in like the fucking, like the forests of Colombia. Like I'm telling you, like in the middle of nowhere,
it's a jungle.
And so like they experienced a lot of weird things, like phenomena, like that they would always talk about
ghosts
and like all sorts of stuff that certain rooms you shouldn't like walk into because
isn't that weird?
You'll get like dragged. Like your whole bed will shake or be moved.
I didn't believe it until a lot of your uncles were like, no, yeah, nobody sleeps in that room. Yeah it's happened to us. I'm like, are we okay with that information?
And then I asked my uncle why, and he says that he thinks that someone buried money somewhere on that farm because like he bought it from someone. And when you bury things, like your soul doesn't like move on. It stays there until someone finds whatever it was that you hid.
That's what they say. Do you believe that?
I don't know. I'm one that's, I don't believe in like anything, right? But so there was one story that my uncle picked up a hitchhiker on a motorcycle, and that was around the farm. That was around that same area. That all seems to have like these weird things going on. So he picked someone up. It was apparently like a girl. Mm-hmm. And like he felt when she like held his waist when she got on the bike.
Because he let her on?
He let her on the back. And then when he drove, he like felt her leave.
And maybe then, she just fell off. Maybe. But she fell down the mountain.
So he turned around and she wasn't there. I guess she fell down the loma. She just fell down the entire mountain.
That's kind of crazy.
So that happened. They talk about duendes a lot. Like in the forest, there's like gnomes that make people get lost if you follow them.
Colombia's kind of spooky in that way. There's certain parts of it that have like,
I think it's Latin America.
Magic, yeah. Like magic or something. I don't know.
But like evil magic. More like witchcraft and like, you know, like Haiti is very known for voodoo. Mm-hmm. You know, Louisiana is known for voodoo. Colombia is known for that kind of stuff too. There's so many weird unsolved mysteries in Colombia, like murders and that kind of stuff, that you just feel like heavy energy sometimes when you walk around places.
Oh my God. When we went into, there's that museum by Pablo Escobar, remember?
Oh yeah.
Okay. You guys, this is like such a dead museum. First of all, no one's there. I'm like, are we supposed to be here? It felt evil. Okay.
Yeah, it felt really bad.
It felt bad energy. Even the people working there felt a little bit off. I don't know how to explain it. And they would say, hey, don't go down that way because they actually mug people. I'm like, I'm sorry, we're inside a museum. I'm a little, you know, freaked out by that. But I remember there was a particular room where it was like the torture room or just the room where people would just get put into there.
Yeah.
I went in a little bit, like halfway, and the energy truly felt so strong. I was like, I'm not going in there. What the heck?
Well, the place that we went to was like this thing up in a mountain where like Pablo Escobar would be. It was like the jail that he built for himself.
That's the part.
And so it was like this jail that he built that he told the government, like, I'm just going to stay here. Right.
That's how much power this man had. He's like, I'm going to jail. I'm going to jail on my terms, in my place, on my land.
Yeah. And so he would like call people up from the city to like come visit him.
He wouldn't just call people up.
But they wouldn't like come back down.
Here's the thing. They'd go up. Actually, during that time, I remember a lot of beautiful women, were told to not become models because if him and his group thought that you were beautiful, they would force you up. Not even, it was an invitation. Mm-hmm. You were forced to come up into this club. It was this whole thing, amazing food, blah blah. who knows what happens then, and then they'd kill you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Anyways, it had a helipad. It was like built for him. And yeah, bad energy.
The history there is so intense when you really think about it, right?
Yeah, but the thing is, like, the workers there, you said that they were kind of odd.
They were odd because they worked for Pablo. But they worked
for him.
That's the part that was odd. I'm like, I'm sorry. So you know everything. They're like...
Or partook in
it. They partook in it.
Like, and now you're here being a museum, like a tour guide. Like, whoa, that's so odd.
That's so odd. Anyways.
That's probably one of the places that I felt a lot of, like, you know, that kind of icky energy.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever experienced icky energy? Like bad vibes?
I have. I will say I was a baby, but the house I used to live in was built in the 60s, and it actually, apparently, my dad told me this, so who knows. But a guy, a murderer lived there. He, like, apparently killed himself in the house, and this was, like, 30 years before we moved in. But one time, it was just me and my dad at home, and he apparently saw, like, a ghost in the hallway or something, a woman in the hallway. Oof. Left me in the house for, like, an hour. I'm, like, a baby. I'm literally like a baby. He was so scared.
But you remember?
I don't remember, but he's told me the story like my whole life, and okay. It's never changed. And he swears up and down that happened. But he left me in the house just as like a little under 1 year old.
Wait, why did he leave you?
Because he saw a woman in the.
Oh my god! So he ran and left.
Yes.
His child.
Yes. And he kept me because she was outside my door too. That's what gets me. It's like because my room was in that hallway, and she was just kind of. Down at by the
so,
end.
But so he'd have to run past her to get you.
Well, who came back for you?
That's why he left.
Eventually,
you.
My mom probably came home from work, to be honest, and then was like, "Okay, get her."
No, Haley.
So yeah, that's my weird experience.
Oh my
Elena, god, Elena, have you ever experienced anything like that?
That's
like
crazy.
I feel like I've experienced a lot of it.
Really?
Yeah, I like really don't like that stuff, mm-hmm. but like it's like so fascinating. There was like this one time where like. My brother and sister were like in gymnastics, and then it was just me and my parents at home, and we lived in a two-story house at the time. We had just gotten a kitten, but I swear to you, we had just seen the kitten, and we hear this loud, like, it sounded like a vase, like, broke down, like, upstairs. So my dad was like, what the heck? Let me go check it out. There was nothing. Like, nothing was on the floor. Nothing was broken. Nothing was there. And my cat, like, the little kitten was downstairs. I don't know. It was so weird. But then they don't believe in that stuff, so they're like, oh, it didn't happen.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, but you all
I'm
heard
going
it.
Crazy. Yes. You all heard we it. All froze yeah. and looked at each other and like, no one's here right now.
Yeah.
That is, yeah.
Yeah.
Francely, ever experienced anything scary, bad energy, bad vibes?
Probably. I don't know. Like when I was a little kid, I would have like experienced stuff like that, kind of. Not really. I do believe in those kind of stuff, but I do believe people, like some kind of people are more sensitive to that stuff than others.
I agree.
Because I'm like super spiritual, so I do think I'm lucky and I don't experience that as much. Because it's like, I do believe people that experience that because I feel like it's a whole thing. But like, also right now that I'm older, I'm like, whenever something weird happens to me, I'm just like, oh, you're just overthinking it. So I kind of gaslight myself so I don't feel scared. But yeah, in Mexico also, as you guys said, in Colombia, like in Mexico, there's a lot of
stuff sure.
like that. So there's even like a town in Veracruz, a state in Mexico, that's like popular. There's like a lot of witches there. Like you can go and make do works there, like
that's crazy.
Ask for a work or whatever. So yeah, it's a huge thing there in Mexico too.
Oh my gosh.
Well, where I used to live, there were houses that were like abandoned and you would hear things about those houses. Usually it's like for like drug activity or like something like that. But everyone's like, stay away from that house. It's not safe. The thing is, usually a lot of the older house up north also had like lead or like weird materials, chemicals and stuff like that, asbestos. So a lot of people would say, oh, it's haunted, when in reality, it's just like high levels of like lead and stuff that would lead to like hallucinations and things.
That is so crazy.
So there is like logical reasons for why people experience certain things, but usually people kind of decide that it's like some weird presence. Although I am of the belief that if you try really hard to make something happen, it'll happen. Like if you play Ouija or if like you're expecting or want something to appear to you at night, and you really want it that bad, like I feel like it could potentially like present itself. What do you think?
No, I'm just thinking about all that. The Ouija board thing is interesting because I feel like it was a very 90s thing where they were always putting it in like movies, and there was all, was The Exorcist during that time?
Yeah.
It was, but I just feel like it was more emphasized.
Well, it's in all those like The Omen, The Exorcist, The Conjuring, like all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. No, I was more so relating it back to, you said something about lead, and wasn't there a study that in the 70s, that's why a lot of those crimes occurred, because there was less regulation over certain homes, and so a lot of the people, Ted Bundy, I want to say, don't quote me on this though, where like when they, after they examined why he was the way that he was, there was like elements of that.
Well, yeah, the thing is also like living up north in New England, where a lot of like the Amityville Horror or like the Salem witch trials or like stuff like that happened, like I said, a lot of chemicals, right? And so little kids are known for eating paint. That's like a thing. Like the baseboards, like thinking back to my house was like 120 years old, like was from like the 1800s, right? Oh, and it was like, you look at the old house that I used to live in, it was a big building with like 8 apartments, and so 8 families, 4 floors, we all had like separate parts. And so like there's a lot of people in one building, and like it's very old. The basement was like, forget about it. I would not want to go down there. It was like really scary.
The closest thing I can think about recently, I've seen more and more mold issues happen, where people are speaking on how they're feeling like, not crazy, like they're doing crazy things, but it's really affecting them mentally.
Yes.
So that's kind of interesting.
Mold, fungus, lead, mercury. Mercury was like a big thing too. Like thermometers used to have mercury. It used to be used in a lot of things.
Oh my goodness.
So we actually recently watched Alice in Wonderland.
Yes.
Now that we are mentioning this. And so the Mad Hatter was mad because apparently his hat was made out of lead.
Oh,
So the inner lining of hats utilized lead, and it would seep into people's heads, and then it would get in like their brain.
Well, the newest thing I think that I could relate to that is plastics. I feel like everybody's talking about microplastics or even leggings having plastic or underwear having plastic. Is that like the next thing for us? I'm curious.
I've heard that it does affect the brain, and it's like so unavoidable. I was also reading about how there's this one country who uses it when they make soy.
Tofu. Thailand, wasn't it?
Was it Thailand?
No, don't quote us on that.
I don't think it was Thailand.
But you showed me that. Anyways, it was crazy.
So we basically dump all our trash to that country. I think it's Indonesia. And they make tofu, but they need furnaces. So they like shove trash and paper under the furnace to light it,
and then all that microplastic
goes into tofu, and they all consume it.
Tell me how the other day, this doesn't relate 100%, but a girl was speaking on pads and she put it next to the light. Did you see that?
I saw it and I skipped it.
What exactly is that, guys? I'm kind of scared. Should I be concerned?
I saw that. What is that? I was immediately disturbed. It looked like, I saw two. I saw one where she found a maggot in her pad.
The same girl.
I don't know if it was the same girl.
Definitely not the same girl. No, it's not the same girl.
But the other one where she's holding it to light, you can see like all this mold is so disgusting. It's so disgusting. I don't know. I don't even know. I can't believe.
I feel like there's gotta be a logical explanation, but there is one pair of underwear, period underwear, that you used to own or still own that was known for something.
Should I not?
Well, what was it?
I didn't look into it too much.
Or like, what was going on with that?
I think I'm being ignorant. I don't want to know. To be honest,
have you guys heard anything about period underwear and like weird chemicals?
It's called Thinx underwear. I don't know. I don't really know. But it also reminds me of when apples were, people were like, oh my god, they're putting wax on apples, and then they would with the, but it's like conspiracies basically, yeah. Because somebody explained what that was. It's just a sort of like gel-like thing that an apple gets.
So are we trying to say that all these chemicals are kind of like the reasons why people are experiencing these kinds of things?
I'm just kind of relating it back to maybe the lead. It's the new age stuff.
I do believe that it could be a very possible explanation for all like the psychosis and all these weird things.
Here's one thing I fear, honestly. I fear that things like doom scrolling or us being so addicted to our phones, mm-hmm. in the future, kind of like how cigarettes became, you know, a really like big flag, right, for your health. Like, what if that causes dementia, or you just start to forget? Like, I really do fear mental future things for us, that we, because we're experimenting on ourselves basically daily. Like, what is that? I fear that. So I fear it.
There's something that I want to talk about just because it's really big in the news today and yesterday. And it's gambling. So gambling is this thing that's becoming very prominent amongst males.
For sports.
Sports betting is very popular. And I can't think of anyone who I know who doesn't gamble now, which is really sad.
That's crazy.
And it's like becoming like the tobacco of my generation and like that kind of stuff. Especially my younger family, almost all gambles on sports, which is awful.
Because it's an addiction or because like you just get like this?
First of all, there's so much publicity around gambling. It's betting, first of all. That's what it's called. And so it's like betting. For example, the soccer league in Colombia is sponsored by betting. Every channel of sports has their own betting app. It's just really bad right now. And it's in a state where I feel like they're really taking advantage of young audiences and getting that. But the thing is, no one watches sports for the enjoyment of sports anymore. It's always like, I have money riding on this. I need to watch to know if I'm going to win or lose.
It's become a part of culture.
Yes. And it's very psychological. They attack people psychologically. Like, who's going to score first? Right. So that sounds like a simple bet. But the thing is that by making that bet, you're sitting and watching the sport from the beginning. You need to watch it from the start, which leads into you then making another bet on the same game.
So I just want to understand the negatives of that is what? That it could lead into some sort of losing money? Well,
financially, it's terrible.
Okay, that's what I figured.
Right? Like, then also, like, the reason why it's in the news right now is because some players were found gambling or assisting with gambling within basketball. And so what that questions is, like, how real is basketball? And are these players taking the game seriously? Or are there these outside things going on that are causing them to play poorly on purpose or to miss shots? It brings about a lot of questions, you know?
Very interesting. Well, no, I was thinking about the person that does that.
Yes.
And it didn't matter what we were saying. They were like, yeah, but I've won this.
I've only bet $5.
But you did it. What made you do it?
So they did it. And then the next week, I think it was like Barcelona, Real Madrid playing. I'm like, hey, you gonna watch that game? Oh yeah, I bet this. I was like, oh, you bet again? And he's like, yeah.
No, I was saying you bet.
I didn't bet $5. I'm saying he said that he only bet $5.
I was like, what made you bet?
No, I've never bet. Mm-hmm. No. And so every time I would see him after that, I was like, oh, I have 3 bets here and 2 bets there. And I got this parlay going on. And then I got like these other things.
But I could see why somebody gets, like, that becomes a thing because there's reward.
It gets pushed into it. At times. It's all the ads.
Oh, it's ads, too.
It's all ads.
I saw some Super Bowl ones like that, too.
It's everywhere. It's unavoidable. It's in magazines. Everything is that right now. Like, that's a whole topic of itself. Like,
so are you foreseeing a lot of, like, financially unstable men in the future? Or what does this tell us about our future?
So we're talking about the microplastics and that you don't know how it's going to lead into, like, bad things.
Gotcha.
I don't know how the gambling is going to affect things and, like, how it's going to lead into, like, the future.
That's a good perspective.
Wait, Halloween? Where are we? Why do we get into these things?
This is what happens when you wear a hat like that.
Yeah, I'm Juan Valdez talking about gambling.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, maybe there's lead in this hat, and I'm like,
maybe
just talking about random things.
A bit odd.
So there's like these urban legends I wanted to talk about. They're like these things that everybody knows about. But did you ever play Bloody Mary?
Oh my gosh, I think I did.
Have any of you played Bloody Mary?
Yeah.
No, but my brother would always threaten to just push me.
Close
the door and do it.
Francely, do you know what Bloody Mary is?
I do know. I think we have like a version in Mexico. I'm not sure. Like, it's probably something different. Of course, we don't say Bloody Mary in Mexico, but I remember it's something similar.
I always think back to this girl who apparently did like Bloody Mary at school. And she came out with like scratches on her arms.
Oh yeah, that was definitely, was it a myth? That was going around all the schools.
That girl definitely scratched her own damn arms. Like, there's no way.
But like, everybody would talk about her. I mean, I went to a different school than you did and I knew about that story.
Everybody when they're young knows about Bloody Mary because it's like the simplest thing to talk about. Yeah. But
let's be honest, that's how those good luck chains would start in text messages. You guys, you remember that?
No.
make sure that you repost this or something terrible is going to happen to your family.
That's like an old person thing now.
I know it is, but yeah. You can't tell me you didn't do it once.
No.
Oh, please.
No, but I mean, every time I would get it from someone, I'm like, okay, look at this guy. He's falling for these things. No,
you definitely did it in like MySpace time. I know you did.
Maybe on a social media post, not a text. I feel like
text is out weird. There. No, yeah. For sure. Yeah, no, I hear you.
But yeah, nowadays people fall for that all the time.
Yeah, I mean, the AI ones are crazy. So that's what I fall for.
Wait, let me backtrack. So you said you did Bloody Mary.
I think I honestly can't remember. I don't think I would have. I think it was more of like what Elena said, which is like somebody threatened to do something and maybe I saw it in my brain and got confused. I don't know. I don't think I ever really did it now that I think about it.
I did it because I got my two sisters I have two younger sisters, so I had to always be like the one that, I don't know, the scare
brave.
Them.
The brave. Oh.
And I did it. Nothing happened, guys. It's a myth.
Yet.
Yeah. Maybe been cursed for life and I don't know it yet.
Bloody Mary's gonna get you one of these days. Yeah, you just don't know when.
You're right. No, you're right.
She's on that Life 360 following you.
Ooh, T, you're right, actually.
Franceli, La Llorona is like super big in Mexico, but have you ever experienced anyone talk to you like, oh, I actually heard something or anything?
Oh, of course. Like, people talk all the time about this kind of stuff. I think it usually happens more like in small towns. Like, it's stuff like,
that's so true.
It was like in a house in this town and it happened. Like, sometimes they would say, like, I heard some stuff like in the, en el techo de la casa.
Oh, wow.
And like, or like, for example, this is something that is, like, for example, my grandparents, they don't like hearing the dogs. Aullar.
Mm-hmm. Howl
because they think it's like witches like coming, like it's bad stuff.
I definitely think dogs can send things like that.
I experienced that a lot on the farm, actually. It's like, first of all, 4 a.m, right? And like, so there's a lot of bats on the farm. And so you sometimes, even though you're indoors, you can hear bats in the room that you're in because they just kind of come in and out. But that doesn't even scare me. What scares me is when the dogs bark.
At
night,
because you're in a jungle.
Yeah, and so you're like, okay, you start to think like,
who's out there,
what is causing this? Because like the chickens are put away,
yeah,
the cows aren't even here, they saw something or someone, what are they barking at?
Yeah,
right. Then it starts to kind of make you think and start to kind of like connect all these things.
I just want to say the farm right now, you're painting a picture that it's a very like scary place, which mm-hmm. it might be at night, right? But I feel like every time I go there, it's magical. Like, it literally feels like Encanto, the movie.
Yeah.
It looks like it. Guys, tell me how there's little monkeys. Okay. There's your grandparents have parrots who are just out and about. There's so many cats.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of animals. There is, I never got to see this, thank God. A jaguar? Jaguars?
Yeah.
That's a little scary. Yeah, I will tell
there's
you.
There's like a lot of things out there.
That's a little scary because one of the pit bulls. Got taken,
but they think it was a snake.
What?
Like an anaconda,
but a freaking pit bull, yeah. Right? Oh, that's crazy. Sorry, I just had to say that.
So yeah, they have like a lot of dogs. There's like they usually have German shepherds, but there was this one pit bull who was really friendly. Such it was like so cute. Friendly.
Pit bulls are friendly.
Apparently, it went out into the woods and it never came back. And so they're assuming that it was either like some big ass python or like maybe potentially a jaguar that like.
Or maybe something spooky.
Or yeah, yeah.
Throwing it back to the theme. Yeah, I love it.
It went and saw Freddy Krueger out in the woods or something.
Oh, hell no.
No, a spirit.
Anyways, I think it's time for Dennis's fun facts of the day.
Hey, hit that beat.
Hit that song real quick. So.
Franceli's guessing which one.
There we go. You've mentioned how you and I work in like different time frames. You are a morning person and I am a night
you
person.
You are a night owl.
Well, I found out that about 30% of people are natural night owls and genetically predisposed to peak later in the day.
I will say, I believe that's me. Mm. I get great ideas at night, all the above, but I don't think that's sustainable. So I have reprogrammed myself to be more of a morning person because I truly would just stay up all night. But I just feel like that doesn't work with the type of lifestyle I want and the balance that I really want, which is like, I want to go to the gym. I still want to be able to have my morning. I like a very relaxed morning. You know what I mean? So me staying up that late just didn't work. But tell me about that.
For some reason, for me, when it's like 10 or 11, I feel like I can take on any task. like literally the world.
Because the world is quiet.
Yeah.
But I have, I don't know, I have a little bit of suspicion because I was able to train myself to become a morning person. And I'm telling you, I was the nightest owl of them all.
Yeah.
And I used to always give that excuse like, oh, I just think better at night. No, I wasn't disciplined enough to get up early. I didn't, like, now I feel like I actually do well in the morning and get my best ideas. Mm. So I don't know if I fully believe that.
That it's genetic?
Yeah, because I was able to rewire myself.
Huh. I just, like, I guess you're right. I just maybe have told myself I'm just not a morning person. Maybe if I made the attempt, but I'm always grumpy when I wake up and wake super early. And it never changes.
It's but because not you're like not having mood. Enough sleep. Your Whoop says it.
Yeah.
You're in debt always like 2 hours.
Yes, that's true.
So get it together. It's well, literally telling you.
But I also have trouble sleeping earlier.
Because you need to you need to slowly
transition.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. If you are playing till whatever time you usually play till,
like 12:30,
your mind's on alert. How are you going to go to sleep? You have to create unwinding rituals.
I don't want that.
That's what I'm saying. That's so lame. Exactly. So you're choosing that. Okay. Yeah.
What about you guys? Night owls, morning people.
Absolute night owl. I sometimes have to wake up at like 6 a.m. for work because I'm a barista. I don't know. I've been doing that for over a year and I have not gotten used to it at all.
I hate waking up early. I hate it so much. But like that's always in me. Like if I don't have an alarm, I can sleep until 4 p.m. Like oh no distractions. Goodness. I won't wake up.
What's the earliest class you guys have had?
Like 9.
9 a.m.?
I have never picked anything before noon. Like, I just won't take the class.
My earliest class was 7 a.m.
That's awful, actually.
A lab. It was an actual lab, and I had to wake up at 5:30 to drive to UCF and be there at 7.
I don't think so.
No.
That I don't think so either.
Yeah, I hated it.
No.
Franceli?
No.
I think it can be both, actually.
Wow.
Fluid. Get it, girl. Fluid. She's a princess. She can do anything.
Yeah, literally. No, but like it's because I don't know, because I don't consider myself a morning person because I don't like waking up super early, but I kind of enjoy like the calm of the morning. Like it's different.
It's a different vibe. It's such a vibe.
But also, I like nights. But like, for example, my best friend, she is a night owl. Like she would, because we lived together, and she would like at 2 a.m. start moving around the apartment and like doing stuff. And I'm like, how do you have the energy? And like, for example, that I could not, but I stay up late. But I think it's because I'm doom scrolling until like super late. And then it's just so difficult to go back to bed, you know, like to actually sleep.
It is. You guys are talking about like the calmness of the morning. And yet when I wake up now, it feels like it's like hectic.
Because you don't wake up at Scooter the calmness kids time. And people oh yeah. Going to
school.
Your school's time.
So what is the calm hour?
In my personal opinion,
don't say 5.
Yeah.
Oh my
and
god.
And let me tell you, if it's 4, wow.
Well, it depends. So your time frame kind of changes. Could 4 not be late for someone who hasn't slept?
Yeah, I guess.
So someone's morning is someone's evening, right? So like yeah, if you true. Haven't slept, 4 is late, night owl, right? Mm-hmm. Morning. So maybe it's that time, whether for someone who's a morning or night person, that makes people active.
But they're usually doing different things, in my opinion. Like if you are waking up at 4, let's say 4 or 5 in the morning, right? Usually you're doing some sort of like activity. That's what I've noticed. People that are out there at that time, they're either running, they're walking their dog, they're listening to a podcast, right?
What about the night?
The night one, they're probably like here, like in their room. They're organizing. Like doing, yeah, maybe some sort of like creative stuff, you know? I guess it's just different. You should try it. Wake up with me.
Hell no.
I would love it.
No.
I feel like that would make our relationship so much better.
How? Tell me.
Because we'd finally be in sync. You know what I mean? Like, finally, like, it'd be like you and me. We could run in the morning, have a whole morning. It'd be so great.
There's so many athletes that I follow who are all not morning people.
Really? Tell me about that.
So they're weightlifters or whatever. And there's this one weightlifter who I follow. Mm. He eats dinner at 10 at night. Like his entire schedule is just different. They just simply because they cannot wake up early.
Where's he from?
He's American.
Okay. But it's okay. Because I was thinking maybe he'd travel here. So he was on a different time.
No. His whole schedule is like thrown off whack.
That's really weird to me because I feel like an athlete would be so regimented about their routine.
He's not a pro athlete. Oh, but he is like a pretty big bodybuilder in like the space.
Got it. Right. See, I love entrepreneurs. Like that's my thing, right? If I see that that's where I want to be, I tend to copy what other entrepreneurs are doing. And I always notice they wake up really early. Martha Stewart wakes up at 4 a.m.
Martha Stewart is psychotic.
I love Martha Stewart.
4 in the morning.
She has chickens and she has a lot to attend to. She makes her own
yogurt in the last video you showed me.
Literally. How does she do that? And she's a billionaire.
How does she do it? By waking up at 4 in the morning.
I know, but I'm just so impressed. There's so many things she does. She's not like outsourcing everything. That's what I think is impressive about her.
I do feel that's fake. like, it's kind of like a, I don't know what's the vibe of that, but like, waking up early isn't going to make you like more productive.
It does, or like Franceli. Have you tried it?
Yeah, but I think that it doesn't work for everybody. And I feel it's like fake propaganda. Like, if you wake up early, you're going to become a billionaire. That's not true.
No, definitely not true.
So I feel like it's the way they... Like, that's what they show us, but, like, you don't... Like, we don't even actually know if that they're actually doing that. Yes. Maybe it's fake.
Martha Stewart does wake up at 4 in the morning, Franceli. She really does. She has chickens to attend to, horses to attend to, all of the above. I agree with what you're saying, though, about how certain habits... It doesn't... No, actually, no. I take it back. I do believe certain habits do lead you into, like... billionaire.
I do get the habits part because that's important, but I do feel like waking up early is not gonna lead you to success.
It does, Franceli, it does.
I don't believe that either.
Yeah, guys, it does.
It's just, so okay, I gotta say it's a major coincidence though that all these billionaires say they wake up at 4 in the morning
and like, it's not a major coincidence.
Do some fucking yogi shit.
Here's and, why. Like, here's why. Because when you go in, you clock in, let's say at 9 a.m., right? And that's the first thing you've done. Now you are giving up all this energy to everybody else versus you first being introspective and doing things for yourself, going in full. You know what I mean? That's why they do it, because it's like it's a regimen. It's a ritual that they need to upkeep if you have that amount of energy. God, I'm so inspired by this conversation.
But you can wake up at 10 a.m. and do the same because it's going to be the first thing that you do. No,
I disagree because at 10 a.m. others are awake. And so...
And it's hectic out there. It's hectic in these streets. It's the scooters. It's the this. I mean, even you've said it. When you have your morning with your dog and you're walking him and all that, you come in so much more refreshed.
I think...
Don't you think?
I think the only reason why the 4 a.m. works is because no one else is awake. And you.
That's why.
And even if you email people, they wouldn't respond.
It's your world.
Yes. You're literally like your world.
Yeah, you're renting it out for a few hours. Yeah. No traffic.
What if you force your employees to change their time frame too? And like the day started at 10 for everyone, but then you entered work at 4 or 5.
Well, I wouldn't do that because then everything would change. You know what I mean? Now I would have to be finding what's the time before that.
Yeah, so you wake up even...
I wouldn't do earlier. That. No, I'm not going there because I wouldn't do that.
But yeah, I have realized that all these like billionaires wake up early. But I also believe what friends said, though, that it might not be real.
It's real. It's real, guys. But I love the differentiation.
I feel it's kind of like a topic that triggers me. Cause
yeah, let's talk like, about it.
Like in Mexico, there's a lot of these people that they're rich and they will post videos like, oh, if you do this, you're going to become a billionaire. That's not true. Like, you're not going to become a billionaire. Like, it's easier for you to go broke than for you to become a billionaire. It's just like another topic that...
No, that makes sense. But
it's
just
like, it kind of triggers me because it's like, that's not true. Like, waking up early is not going to shift your whole life and make you... I don't know. It's a whole other topic.
No. And I agree with that. I think there's a lot of gurus out there proclaiming that.
I was about to
say that. A billionaire is not going to be like, hey, I'm a billionaire. They're quiet.
Stealth wealth.
The luxury is they don't have to show it off like that, right? So even that in itself, somebody being like, oh my God, I'm a billionaire. Like, then you're not really.
You wouldn't be making this course if you were so rich, teaching other people how to make money by buying your course.
Yeah, I think it's exactly what I was like what I was saying. It's not like waking up early. I like that. Like, it's super cool. But like the way that they show those kind of content creators show it, like, oh, if you do this, you're gonna succeed. That's what I don't like. But other things, like waking up early, it's good. Like for me, I like it too.
If it was really that successful and like their program, they wouldn't share it. It's not something you would share.
No, because not everybody gatekeeps.
Everybody gatekeeps something.
People don't. No, let me tell you.
Rich people gatekeep hard.
That's not true.
Okay.
There are some, and then there are others that don't.
But by gatekeep, like if someone asks them in person, then they'll say. But what I'm saying is they're not out there like making classes and courses is what I'm saying. Like, okay, I cannot envision Mark Cuban making a course on anything. Like, you can talk to him about it, but he's not going to sell it to you.
I feel like if you get really granular with it and you start watching podcasts and going to like their Instagram and just seeing how what they are speaking of, a lot of people are laying out what they're doing.
For free.
Yeah, yeah. For free. Oh, That's what I'm saying. For free.
That's what I'm saying. But you don't have to pay him.
No. Right? No, right. I agree with that.
The people who force the paying for the courses.
Yeah, that's a little shady.
They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. Now you're gatekeeping knowledge, and knowledge should be free. Yes. Yeah, 100%. I agree.
Thoughts, interns, tell me.
I agree.
Input.
they're like, yes.
I don't know. I've always watched YouTube videos that have honestly been calling out these people for like their get rich scams.
It's been a new thing, right? It's like a new.
It's big.
It's a pyramid scheme, is what it is.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Elena.
I'm not sure. I agree, like with what you guys are saying. Like, I just think like if you're going out and just being like, oh, buy my course, it's like you don't even care if like they're making their money. Like, you just want them to buy your course.
It reminds me of that Instagram you liked.
Yeah.
He sent me an Instagram where it was basically this guy's super excited. It's a cartoon watching the other guy on the screen being like, all right, so you want to learn how to make $1 million. Well, listen, I never thought anybody would buy my course. And then he kind of starts fluffing.
He makes fun of the people who bought the course said that now what they need to do is
buy the next course.
Make a course so that another person buys it. And it's just like this thing of like nothingness.
Yeah.
And everybody's first
step. Camera exhausted.
Which one? Who's
yours?
Mine?
Ha ha.
No way. Anyways. Well. Stare into the darkness, I guess. You just keep it on Natalie.
Oh, that's so sad. You want to come over here?
No.
Let's all talk here.
How? I don't have them. I would have to take my mic.
Okay.
Anyways, let me just keep going. Where was I with that? Oh, I'm the last.
No. That people are selling courses.
Yes.
I had a friend who told me, Natalie, we should totally make this like YouTube course and this and that. To me, that's so played out. Like, why? Again, we go back to, you know, creating for free. Talk to me.
No, keep going. It's the opposite. Keep talking.
Oh, okay. No, yeah. That I just think knowledge should be free and we shouldn't gatekeep things like that.
I don't trust anybody who sells any courses at all. 0%.
This is when they clip us in the future when we have a course.
No, but like, okay.
Good thing you're not on camera.
All right. Master classes. Do you believe in master classes?
I have purchased a few and some are very good.
Okay, but some.
Some are awful.
Okay.
And I was pissed.
And you couldn't get your money back because it's not refundable?
Yeah, no, the girl totally like gaslit me. It was awful. Not fun.
Have you guys ever paid for courses?
Not besides the UCF, no.
Yes, at UCF they give like free courses. Or like if it's paid, like they'll waive it because you're a student.
That's awesome. And
courses like masterclass or like...
A master class, yeah.
Did you find it to be enjoyable and like you actually learned a lot?
No.
What was the main thing about it?
It's just like, I don't know. It's like usually for like Excel or for PowerPoint or for Word or like something InDesign or Adobe. And it's like a lot of them like are useful, but then some of them it's like, okay, you're giving me a whole lot of nothing. Like, I'm not really learning that much from
it. Sometimes it is a lot of lingo. It's a lot of philosophy. That's the thing. I think with marketing, too. You can really land on, like, make sure there's demand. Make sure, like, yes, I know this. What are the action steps?
Big words.
Yeah.
There's a lot of big words.
Yeah.
Snake oil.
Mm-hmm. That's it. So.
Yes.
We're good?
I think that this is the end of the
episode. Because I feel so bad that you're not even on camera.
I don't mind that I'm not on camera because guess what? People are also listening on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
That's true.
So that's great.
Well, We are on, like Dennis just said, we are here every single Friday. We're still working out the kinks, okay, of certain things here. So if there's anything that we can do to make it better, just let us know. Thank you guys so much for listening. And make sure you stay tuned on our Instagram where we do more updates on different topics.
All right, everybody.
Fab.
Catch you next week, Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern time. Goodbye.
Bye.